listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, February 21, 2019 here. Sure happy it's Thursday. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. In fact, I do have a lot to talk about today. So don't call in just to hear yourself on the radio. Please keep it on topic and relevant, and we'll all get along just fine here. Before we get into it, though, a word of explanation, because I got a ton of email about the show yesterday, and it seems that just as we were starting to do the show, we lost our internet, our cable TV, everything, and we didn't get it back till last night. It turned out there was a distribution amplifier that failed, and it basically took out the entire neighborhood. So it wasn't something that was targeted on me. And they got it fixed and up and running. We're still getting the slow speed. You know, we're supposed to be getting 300 megabits per second, but we're not. But that's what happened yesterday. But we're back live today and ready to get on into it. All right. So let's start with Venezuela. And I'm going to apologize up front. I may repeat a couple of stories from the beginning of yesterday's show because I don't really know when it stopped here. But I'm starting to see these articles that are coming out in places like Russia Today that's saying that, you know, this thing about going into Venezuela might not have been such a really good idea. And Russia Today is out there saying that Trump's Venezuela gamble is turning out to be a beaten docket and looking like a fatal overreach. And I agree. The U.S. military is already overextended. We've got military operations in 39% of the countries on the face of planet Earth. And Trump was unable to get out of Afghanistan because the general in charge of that doesn't want to lose his job. And Trump wasn't able to get out of Syria because the generals in charge of Syria don't want to lose their jobs. And so where are we going to get the troops here? Now, right now, the South American country, Venezuela, their military is remaining firmly loyal to President Maduro. There's some propaganda out there that, oh, there's all these defections going on. But so far, we're not seeing any kind of confirmation. We think it's just more war propaganda. I think what they're trying to do is encourage military defections by saying, oh, everybody else is leaving. You're not seeing it, but trust us, and all the other units, they're leaving, so you should leave too. But it does look like Trump has bit off more than he can chew here. And right in the middle of the Project for the New America Century's war agenda, a major loss like this coming on the Afghan stalemate, the Syrian stalemate, this could really derail the war agenda, which, let's be honest, would be a good thing. Okay? Now, this story coming out of Sputnik News calling it a stalled coup and saying that U.S. allies may soon regret that they rushed to embrace Guaido because the coup attempt is not going well. And, you know, this whole so-called Venezuela crisis has been engineered through economic sanctions, plotted in Washington for many years, product of decades of economic warfare. Guaido is very obviously a tool of the CIA. And a lot of people are pointing back to the 2002 coup attempt plotted by Elliot Abrams, Donald Trump's current Venezuela special envoy, and that one failed. That was the one that got Hugo Chavez out of office for a grand total of 2 days. And with a record of failure like that, of course, you know, we'll give him another chance here. You know, he'll try extra hard because he messed it up so bad the last time here. Story coming out of Global Research Is there a Venezuela false flag brewing under the cloak of the humanitarian convoy? And this is originally from Russian media saying that, yes, there's going to be some kind of a false flag to justify U.S. military intervention because the internal coup has failed. They have not been able to create a color revolution. They've not been able to get the military to turn on Maduro. And the only thing that's left, the U.S. isn't going to walk away. They've invested too much political capital. They're too visible on this. You know, Maduro must go is the new, they're replacing Assad must go with Maduro must go. And you're starting to see all this talk about the humanitarian convoy. And the corporate media, when they're not talking about Jussie Smollett and Roger Stone being in court, which seems to be all they're talking about today, the corporate media is making a big deal about the U.S. aid sitting at the Colombian border and how cruel Maduro is refusing to let the aid through. Well, aid is coming into Venezuela. It's coming in from Russia, China, other Maduro allies. Hundreds of tons of it is coming in. It is only the aid from the United States that's being blocked under the suspicion, backed by historical precedent, that it is actually supplies intended for paramilitary groups working to bring Maduro down. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to go to the phones to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, this whole thing in Venezuela, it's the thing I find most interesting about this is the silence of the left on this. You know, you figure, where's the hands-off Venezuela movement amongst the left-wing progressives? I mean, most of them say they're socialists. You think they'd be out and protesting and saying they support Maduro? I think it just shows how the deep state really controls the left. I mean, George Soros probably wants this guy gone, too. And it's really, you know, it's like the silence is deafening on the left.
Yes.
Because, you know, I understand it on the right. Obviously, they're for, the neocon right. And you see, like, Rand Paul and the populist right isn't really for this invasion of or overthrow in Venezuela. But you really don't see. It's like the leadership of the left, really, even the left socialists aren't saying a word about this. And that just tells you that they're all phonies and they're all controlled by deep state. Because normally they'd be out in the street over, you know, hands off Venezuela. Socialist friends, leave them alone. And, you know, so I just find it really interesting that the left is so quiet on this.
Well, in the arena of U.S. politics, the left and the right fight about all but two things. On two things, they always unanimously agree. One of them, of course, is Israel. And the other one is, of course, perpetuating these wars. These wars have been planned for a very, very long time. The ultimate goal is to return the globe under U.S. hegemonic domination. It's not going very well, which is why we're risking an absolute military disaster if we continue. But from the point of view of the U.S. government, they have gone too far down this agenda. They can't turn around and go back without immediately collapsing the economy.
But, you know, the left was very active with the Contras and the Nicaragua action. You know, they were always supportive of Cuba. And just all of a sudden, they get the word, like, if you just get out in the street for Venezuela, you're going to lose your funding and your, you know, NGO status, whatever it is. It's obvious that they've got them on a leash.
No. They're too busy arguing about which bathroom they're supposed to be using to get involved in world politics anymore.
Yeah, and I wanted to comment on this thing about the aid to Venezuela being blocked. Nobody seemed to care about the aid to the Palestinians, that the aid ships when the Israelis block them. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
You know. And then the same group that's all complaining about Maduro not letting in the aid, they were all for the Israelis killing a guy. Remember, they killed that one guy on an aid ship. So the hypocrisy, once again, is really thick. Anyway, I'll let you go. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, there are a lot of claims being made about Venezuela, and one of them is that Hezbollah is in there, even though nobody can figure out why Hezbollah would bother, that Iran is in there. And now they're saying that, you know, Cuba has got forces in Venezuela. So they're trying to build a case for a military intervention. We have to get Hezbollah. We have to get Iran. We have to get Cuba. Cuba is denying that they have any forces whatsoever in Venezuela. They are saying they expect a U.S. military intervention in the next 48 hours, which means over the weekend. All they need is the excuse. And I made an oblique reference here to corporate media being totally absorbed right now with Roger Stone being in court and Jussie Smollett being in court. I can clearly feel the conjugation that is going on. So if there's going to be a false flag involving Venezuela, it's going to be sprung as a complete surprise here. Now, Venezuela is starting to close their borders. They've started to close their borders with the neighboring islands in the Caribbean. They closed their border with Brazil last night. Tonight they're going to do that. And it looks like they're going to close the border with Colombia as well to basically prevent somebody marching on in and taking their country away from them. Now, for some reason, Richard Branson has drawn a lot of hot water. He wanted to set up a Venezuela Live Aid concert. And Roger Waters, who used to be the front man for Pink Floyd, is slamming Branson's plan, saying it's a sham. And that Branson is part of the program to bring about the regime change. So they're arguing about that. Okay. Now, getting on over into Syria, they're now admitting that the United States is not, in fact, pulling out of Syria. And they're even going so far as saying the U.S. is likely to retain control of northeast Syria after the troop pullout. So some of the troops are going to be pulled out, probably dropped down in Venezuela. But the U.S. wants to keep hanging on to northeast Syria. Nobody, of course, has asked the Syrian government how they feel about it. But the U.S. wants to keep control over the Kurdish populated areas by keeping its troop in neighboring Iraqi Kurdistan, and reserving the right to intervene if needed. So that's what the U.S. is doing in Syria. You know, keep your hands off the Kurds or we'll come on back in. And there we go. Siri activated and was trying to figure out what it was going to do with all that I was just saying here. Okay, a lot of people have been wondering why the S-300 missiles in Syria are not being used against Israeli warplanes. And it's really a very simple reason. Israel has a bad habit of using civilian flights as shields. Now, this is against international law, but they keep on doing it. And Syria and their Russian trainers do not want to take the chance of an accidental shootdown of a civilian plane, knowing that that would play right into the hands of both Israel and the United States. So that's why we're not seeing those S-300s get used. When a real war breaks out and the civilian air traffic diverts away from that area and the skies are clear, then we'll see it. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Mark in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I just wanted to mention that Venezuela, Guyana, and Brazil have a common border section that is full of sweet crude oil, whereas yes. Venezuela itself has the dirty oil. That's the conflict. That's the fight. That's what the oligarchs are trying to steal, in my opinion.
Well, that's definitely one of the things that the war party wants to steal. Remember, wars and assassinations are never carried out for just one reason. You have a group of overlapping agendas, and where they overlap, they all agree war would be a good thing or assassination would be a good thing, and that's when it happens. You've got banking interests that want to go into Venezuela. You've got Trump wants Venezuela to be obedient to the United States. Yes, the oil companies want that oil underneath that border. We were talking about that earlier in the week. And so it looks like the war is on.
Yep. Trump, send your kids to fight first.
Yeah, I would love to see that. I miss the good old days when leaders who wanted a war would lead their own troops into battle. You know, people like Napoleon and, let's see, and there we go. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Let's see. Yeah, we're getting, this equipment is getting very, very old. Starting to wear out here. All right, getting on back, pardon me, getting on back to the news. Russia is arguing, suggesting that the white helmets be put on trial for crimes they committed in Syria, including the faked videos of chemical attacks. And this is coming from Russia's director of the Foreign Ministry's Department of New Challenges and Threats, Ilya Rogachev, told TASS in an interview. And he said the leading Western countries have failed to place the struggle against terrorism above their own time-serving political interests. Well, boy, is that not an understatement right there. So Russia wants to take the white helmets up to The Hague and have them put on trial. And one more. There we go. Hang on. Testing. There we are. Okay. So, the white helmets, in a pathetic bid to try and rebuild their good guy image, put up a Sky News video of them rescuing a pair of puppies from the rubble following a rocket attack. It was a 31-second clip, and Twitter just erupted with whatever the social media equivalent of eye-rolling is, saying, come on, this is just another fake put out by the white helmets. For one thing, supposedly these puppies survived a rocket attack, and being buried under the rubble, there was no visible sign of injury. That's pretty obvious there. Let's talk about Iraq a little bit. The Iraq government wants the United States to leave. The Iraqi people wants the United States to leave. Is the U.S. going to leave? No. And the proof of it has to do with that U.S. embassy in Iraq. It's called an embassy, but it's obviously much more than that. It covers 80 football fields and was clearly intended to be a central command post, if you will, from which to rule the Middle East. I mean, it's 104 acres. It's six times larger than the United Nations headquarters in New York. And it's 10 times larger than the new embassy Washington is building in Beijing. Clearly, when they built that, it was with the intent that they were going to stay there for a very, very long time. All righty. Remember what I said before? We've got all these generals there who love being in charge of armies, who love, you know, going, sending other people into battle and feeling powerful and wonderful. And they don't want to give that up. They don't want to retire. They don't want to transfer. They want more promotions here. So we've got Central Command Chief General Joseph Votel, who's out there publicly contradicting President Trump on foreign policy stances, which is something that active U.S. military leadership has not done in the past, except for, of course, General MacArthur, for which he got fired, which I'm sending as a hint to anybody from Trump's spies who are listening to me here. But Votel went out of his way to basically criticize both the Syria withdrawal. And he's now out there saying, you know, Afghanistan is still a dangerous threat. They're still a dangerous threat. Now, Trump hasn't announced a withdrawal date from Afghanistan yet, but there are peace talks going on with the Taliban. And it's looking good. People are hoping that the Afghanistan war, second longest war in U.S. history, will soon be over. Of course, it's going to be replaced by a bunch of other wars. Anyway, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. We're going to go back to the phones here to Jim in Chicago. Jim, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Do you have any more information about those five American mercenaries that were arrested in Haiti and they were sent back to Miami last night?
No, other than the fact that they were obviously there to support the Haitian government against the uprising. But now that it's known that they're there, they're a political embarrassment. So I can understand why they were sent back.
Now, were there any charges against these guys or not?
No, why would the Haiti government charge these guys, you know, who were there to help them, you know, by shooting some of the protesters?
Oh, okay. Because I know one of the, there were eight guys altogether. One was a Haitian, and two guys were from Serbia, I believe.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of Haiti, I was listening to a broadcast yesterday, and they were saying there's an embargo against Haiti and some of the other Caribbean countries due to the fact that Venezuela was providing free oil for them. Do you know anything about that?
Well, yes. Venezuela has been very generous in supporting its South American neighbors, which is why it came as a shock that some of them immediately hopped on board with Trump and said, yes, Guaido is the legitimate president of Venezuela. But there may have been some arm twisting going on. But yeah, this situation in Venezuela is going to have repercussions throughout the entire region, because with Venezuela no longer able to provide oil to these countries, they're going to be in a world of hurt unless the United States steps in and starts giving them oil, which only adds to the cost of the war.
Right. And several years ago, Venezuela was giving oil to the people on the eastern part of America. You remember
yes.
that? Because I think Kennedy was helping with that situation.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't all that long ago during one of these really harsh winters that we've been going through. And the apparently there were some areas of the country that were running out of fuel oil to heat people's homes. And Venezuela just sent some.
Right. And finally, Michael, what is wrong with Roger Stone? He can't help himself. He just cannot keep his mouth shut.
Seems to be a problem, you know, and he's back in court today. He apologized to the judge, and I don't know how that's going to end, and frankly, I'm not all that curious.
Right. All right, then. Well, Michael, you take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. And, Dustin, I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, and Roger Stone, he's a showman, so that's why he says what he says, and probably nothing's going to happen to him. But this will drag on. Hey, Mike, yeah, this previous caller, yeah, I remember when it was real cold on the East Coast. He was the Venezuela sent oil for free for the low cost families.
Yes,
this is how the United States gives a crap. Does anybody remember if Exxon or Mobil gave free oil to low income families on the East Coast?
Oh no, they never give that oil away. It's too precious to them.
But you see how United States, Britain, they all use, they'll use you, and they'll throw you in the garbage when they're
yep.
done. They don't care about us. They don't care about the poor people in this country. You're just expendable, you know? But, I mean, yeah, what a joke. What a joke. And now, Mike, I said, like, before, that the coup is a failed coup, so I still don't see an invasion. I just see some kind of mercenaries stepping in. But it's going to be a hard nut to crack just because It's not Syria. There's no Wahhabist type of culture, you know, from Saudi Arabia or whatever. It's going to be really hard to. They're on Maduro's side for the most part, and the military is too. So
yeah,
I mean, and
you know, if Maduro has his army intact, mercenaries and jihadi groups, whatever you want to call them, paramilitaries, aren't going to have much success. And so I think that's probably the basis for Cuba to come on out and say there's going to be a full-on U.S. military intervention. Probably they'll just go right into Caracas and say, okay, this is now ours. We're putting in Guaido, and Maduro gets to retire to some island in the South Pacific somewhere. They certainly can't march in from the Colombian border because the U.S. traditionally does not do well in jungle combat situations. But looking at a map of Venezuela, it could very easily be a coastal assault from the Caribbean.
Yeah, we shall see if Trump is bluffing or not, or if Trump's not even in charge anymore. Who knows? But
there was one report that Trump was talking about invading Venezuela all the way back in August, that this actually is something he thought was really cool to do. Now, where he got the idea from, I don't know. Probably some oil billionaire donors.
It tells you why we vote for this guy.
Well, you know, again, I was voting against Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Okay. And campaigning against Hillary Clinton. Anyway, Dustin, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. We got to do another commercial break here. We got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones. Joe in California, aloha. Joe, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, there's some breaking news. I'm trying to confirm the source, but it seems that Juan Guaido has just proclaimed himself president of Cuba, Nicaragua, Mexico, Russia, China, North Korea, and Italy.
Good for him.
I think power's gotten to this guy's head.
I think so. I mean, you know, the guy was this mid-level politician. He's got no backing whatsoever. I mean, anybody can proclaim themselves anything. I could proclaim myself, you know, emperor of Hawaii. Doesn't mean anything.
You'd make an excellent emperor. Mike, I'll just leave you with this. I'm. You know, I was going back to what McCabe said, Andrew McCabe, where he referenced he said that Lisa Page, I believe, and the other, I can't remember the other guy's name, the two that were having a fling, they were good people. You know,
yes.
Kind of reminds me, Donald Trump used that same phrase to describe the Clintons,
Right after he was elected president at that inaugural lunch, he said, the Clintons, they're good people. This is the same man who, while he was campaigning, he let his supporters, the two most popular chants were, lock her up, build the wall and lock her up. And what did
yes.
he say upon becoming president? They're good people. That just tells you what kind of man he is, and it was all a scam. It was all a con job.
Well, it was either that or the deep state really did find the right buttons to push on Donald Trump. Again, we're seeing it. It's not just Donald Trump. The entire government is just steadfastly refusing to look at all of the Clinton campaign finance violations, the money laundering that was going on. They don't want to touch that Clinton Foundation. They still won't go near that email server. The Clintons are untouchables. They've got the goods on everybody. And probably because, you know, everybody was dirty using that Clinton Foundation for money laundering and tax avoidance.
I agree. And I shake my head when I hear otherwise respectable commentators like Robert David Steele saying, and there's another YouTube channel that I watch sometimes, SGT Report. And these guys are still talking about indictments are imminent. And they're citing this, QAnon character. I mean, it's just guys. They're just either deluding themselves or I don't know what.
Well, I think basically, we're all raised the TV generation that. There's going to be a lot of trouble, and then right before the end of the show, somebody comes in to save us, whether it's the Lone Ranger or the Cavalry or Batman or Battlestar Galactica or something like that. And I think the propagandists are relying on that by dropping hints that somebody else is going to fix the problems with the government, that we, the American people, will not put on our yellow vests and stand up and say, we're going to fix this mess ourselves.
I'm putting my money on the new emperor of Hawaii. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to let you go. We had a caller who called on in saying it's snowing in Southern California with snow in Calabasas and Santa Monica Mountains. Oh, my goodness. Snow in Southern California. Next commercial break, I got to do that search here. Okay. Last week, Representative Walter Jones Jr. passed away, and he had been staunchly opposed to wars. And apparently, in his memory, that's why the House voted in favor of House Joint Resolution 37, a resolution directing the removal of United States armed forces from hostilities in the Republic of Yemen that have not been authorized by Congress. Now, it was a pretty solid vote, 248 to 177. Unfortunately, I'm expecting that this will be Donald Trump's first veto in office here. Okay, the House Oversight Committee, which is now chaired by Democrat Elijah Cummings, has issued a report based on whistleblowers to warn about efforts inside the White House to rush the transfer of highly sensitive U.S. nuclear technology to Saudi Arabia in potential violation of the Atomic Energy Act. Now, this is all being spearheaded by Jared Kushner. Now, under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, Saudi Arabia has a right to build nuclear power plants. And by the way, prior to the 1979 Iranian Revolution, they were running ads showing the Shah of Iran about how wonderful nuclear power was to try and calm down people who back then were getting a little bit nervous over whether this technology could be trusted. In any event, it's more politics than anything else, because as we reported earlier, Saudi Arabia has been getting nuclear weapons technology from Israel going back decades. Oh. All righty. Over in Ukraine, Poroshenko has signed a constitutional amendment committing the country to becoming a member of NATO and the European Union. Now, I know that the EU wanted Ukraine to come on in originally, back when Yanukovych was still in charge. But today, the place is a wreck. It's heavily in debt. It's a basket case. And taking Ukraine into the EU right now is going to put additional strain on its economies, just as Britain is getting ready to leave. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Frank in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hello. I didn't know Representative Walter Jones had passed. But, you know, he was one of the few here in North Carolina and really, you know, of any of them that I ever really respected, because he came out several times, once on the Joyce Riley show when I was talking with him. He basically came out and said that pretty much almost all of Congress was compromised through blackmail, et cetera.
Yeah.
He said that's why they do what they do. They're all almost every one of them is compromised.
Yeah, I think they're basically all crooks. The only time when their crookedness is made public is to use it as a political weapon to get rid of them.
All right. Well, here's to Jones for telling the truth.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we're going to turn our eyes over to Russia. Vladimir Putin, up until now, has been the voice of calm and reason. He's been a global statesman. He arranged for Assad to surrender his chemical weapons. He's been trying to tamp down all of this U.S. aggression around the world. Now he is starting to talk tough. He's changing his tack. And he's obviously very concerned about the United States' pullout from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, and saying that if the United States deploys intermediate range and short range missiles to Europe, Russia could target the U.S. missiles hosts and even America. So he's really talking serious nuclear warfare here. And he says it will be the policy of Russia to strike the decision centers, not just to destroy the missile sites, but to destroy the decision centers where the people who are sitting with their fingers on the button. Russia is also threatening to target the United States with their new hypersonic weapons if it deploys missiles to Europe. And then he went on to say that he's ready to go along with a new Cuban Missile Crisis if you want one. Now, the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962 brought the world to the brink of a real nuclear war. It came very, very close. I mean, to the point where one Russian ship was about to fire on a U.S. warship and fortunately suffered a mechanical breakdown. And by the time they got it fixed, word had come on down from Khrushchev, we're pulling back. That's how close it got. I don't want to live in a world like that anymore. I don't want to go through a nuclear war. I've got a first strike nuclear target right out this window here. Now, you remember the USS Donald Cook? This was the ship that was totally paralyzed and embarrassed by a single Russian electronic warfare aircraft. Well, it's heading back into Black Sea. The Black Sea, it's in the Straits of Dardanelles right now. And it's being shadowed by Russian warships. We want to keep an eye on it. As well they should. It's their backyard. I mean, if Russia sent a warship into the Gulf of Mexico, don't you think it would be shadowed by American warships? Just common sense, really. Okay, over in Israel, Netanyahu is really struggling with the upcoming election. It looks like Benny Gantz, who's not really an improvement in my eyes, but it looks like Gantz is going to be the next prime minister. And so Netanyahu is trying to move his party even further to the right. And it's almost like he's turning into the Israeli version of David Duke. So it's going to be interesting there. This is a big story over in Israel. Last Saturday, Channel 13 anchorwoman Oshrat Kotler commented on a case of a sadistic Israeli soldier beating a Palestinian father and son in the occupied territory. And she said, they send children to the army, to the territories, and get them back, human animals. That's the result of the occupation. And boy, have they come down hard on her. She hasn't lost her job as of the last report, but she's being condemned, basically, for reporting the news, which is what we get condemned for, too. This is a very alarming story coming out of Middle East Monitor. Apparently, Israel's pharmaceutical firms routinely test medicines on Palestinian prisoners and Arab prisoners. This is from Felstein.ps. And this is coming from Professor Nadira Shalhoub Kervorkian. And this Hebrew University lecturer also revealed the Israeli military firms are testing weapons on Palestinian children and carry out those tests in the Palestinian neighborhoods of occupied Jerusalem. And I remember during one of the previous Israeli incursions into Gaza, there were reports of a very strange area denial weapon involving super dense metal pellets that nobody had ever seen before. But this Professor Kervorkian said that the Palestinian spaces are being used as laboratories, which, by the way, is also a war crime. Israel has approved 464 new colonialist units in occupied Jerusalem for illegal colonialist settlers. So Israel just keeps on doing what Israel is doing, and they have absolutely no regard for international law, unless it's something they can point the finger at somebody else and say, they're in violation of international law, at which point the United States government would get up and say, by golly, you're right, it is. Okay, the African National Congress Youth League has affirmed its support for the international boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. Now, speaking to Middle East Monitor on Monday, the Secretary General of South Africa's ruling party, Jabulo Nzuzu, stressed that its National Executive Committee even took a decision to work together with BDS South Africa. So this is why Israel is getting nervous. The world is turning against them. The world is no longer willing to put up with this nonsense that they're dealing with. Okay, over in Jordan, their ambassador is calling for the dismissal of the Israeli envoy and the return of Jordan's ambassador back to Jordan. That's usually a bad sign. When countries are recalling their ambassadors, it means they don't want to talk anymore. Apparently, Jordan is very upset at Israel's refusal to protect the Temple Mount, or at least the mosques, the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock, from settler attacks. And Jordan's very angry about that. Poland is asking Israel to apologize for remarks made at the Warsaw Summit, where they basically accused Poland of cooperating with the Nazis and even made the comment that Poles suck anti-Semitism with their milk, which is very colorful and completely and utterly wrong, as is the claim that Poland cooperated with the Nazis. That's historically wrong. And Poland has a right to be upset at that. Of course, it'll be a cold day before they get an apology from Israel. But I think Israel has reached the point in its hubris where it's actually starting to do more damage to itself than it realizes here. Here in the United States, and I'm very surprised this happened, a U.S. appeals court has reopened a billion-dollar lawsuit against Sheldon Adelson, which seeks to hold him and more than 30 others liable for war crimes and support of Israel's illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories. Now, Sheldon Adelson is a private citizen. He does not have any kind of sovereign immunity. And in funding those illegal settlements, he is in fact guilty of criminal actions. So, yeah, there's cause to sue there. Now, how far this lawsuit is going to get, I don't know, because I'm sure that Sheldon Adelson is already on the phone to Netanyahu. Netanyahu's already on the phone to Donald Trump saying, come on, this is utterly ridiculous. Yeah, all this illegal settlement nonsense. You know, God gave us this land. It's all ours. And God is above the United Nations. Researchers at Duke University and the University of New Hampshire have just released a study on Israel's targeting of Palestinian agriculture, water, and energy infrastructures. We'll be right back after these few words.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Yeah, I'm getting, people are sending me in these stories about it's snowing in Southern California. It's snowing in Porter Ranch, Calabasas, and apparently they're expecting it to snow in the Hollywood Hills. And, you know, after all the years that Claire and I lived there, that's a real shock to consider, snow coming on down in the Hollywood Hills. I mean, we're talking about, you know, the Griffith Park area, the Observatory, Universal Studios. Man, that is just wild. Okay. Washington, D.C. is still wringing its hands over the fact that Turkey would prefer to buy the S-400 air defense system from Russia rather than whatever it is the United States has in the discount bin. And the official reason for that is that all these U.S. systems work together, which to an extent they do. That was a big part of the whole CEC plan, that they can cooperate and work together. And obviously, if Turkey has the S-400, it won't be able to interact and cooperate with the American systems, which may tell us more about Turkey than the United States is willing to admit here. All right, getting on back down to Haiti. And these armed people were arrested with all these weapons, and the Americans were just allowed to fly home. No charges. They were just sent home. But these mass protests in Haiti, it threatens the oligarchic structure. And it's turned the place into a mess. Haiti has become the ultimate neoliberal experiment that has forced its people to live in conditions so horrible. They've got rivers of sewage running through the city streets. Even the country's U.S.-backed president, Jovenel Moise, recently called the entire country a latrine. And that's why the people are upset. And the irony here is that even as the United States tries to foment a public uprising against the government in Venezuela, they're clearly trying to intervene to prevent a public uprising against the government in Haiti. Little double standard there. Getting on back to the Yellow Vests, they're all over the place. They had a protest in front of the United Nations headquarters in Geneva, Switzerland. And, I mean, this all started back in mid-November. It's still going on, and it's still spreading. Apparently, there are Yellow Vest protests up in Canada. We know there have been Yellow Vest protests here in the United States. They're not being reported by the corporate media. They don't want you slaves getting uppity ideas that you could actually change this country for the better by taking to the streets in a yellow vest. Anyway, we're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to be back with hour number two after these few words.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us